Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as mobiusstrippress.com, you will be able to find all the content you need and what we need to do in Reclaiming the Republic, because I have all the information regarding Republic Review distilled right there on the homepage on reclaimingtherepublic.org. You are listening to the only show, and I love saying this, because there's no other show that can assert they have a constitutional solution to getting the general government back into the framework of the Constitution. The lines are open, and the number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. As I always say, this show is dedicated in supporting state legislators and county chairs and leaders of the grassroots movements down in the county. And we're focusing on those who are willing to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny, because these leaders at the grassroots level, state legislators, and so forth, when they're committing to supporting the Constitution, this means they're willing to commit to protecting all of us from federal tyranny, just not their constituents. Because as people start understanding their duty as citizens, as leaders, as well as those who are public servants, they take an oath. We all hold an oath. There is an oath of citizenship that even though we are not required to take it, it is implied at birth that we as citizens of this nation support and defend and basically are held under that oath. So that being said, there's lots of reasons, and these are the reasons for downloading the podcast for Reclaiming the Republic. First off, like I said, this is the only show on air that is offering a constitutional solution to federal government overreach. Secondly, the content on this show will refer to content in previous shows. Sometimes I bridge shows. Sometimes I refer to acronyms and or words that may be not in the norm, like Platonist. And those types of things are bridged or included in other shows. And so you'll get that content. You'll be able to start understanding this in its entirety as you listen to these podcasts. Bear in mind, third reason, that the content on the show is not temporary. As I put things into context of the Constitution, you will find that the relevance, because it's associated to the Constitution, will withstand the test of time. This is not perishable or ephemeral type of data we're talking about here, especially when it comes down to how things are in context to the Constitution. So don't forget, you can download these at reclaimingtherepublic.org. Let me also point out that there is a presentation on the reclaimingtherepublic.org if you go to the Take Action page. And I was just talking to somebody the other day about what type of information is in that video, that YouTube video, that it's right underneath the PDFs to the presentations that I gave. So if you want to go through the documents of what I have presented, those are available to you as well. But right underneath that is the link to YouTube. And I'll tell you that as you watch that, you will probably find that it is probably the most important paradigm that you need to have, that we need to have, in regards to taking on federal overreach or the encroachment of the federal government into states' roles, responsibilities, and power. So the question was, you know, GR, why is this not going viral? And I go, well, because you can't get all of that information into 1 minute. And so if it's not a minute long, or if it's not 30 seconds, if it's not a sound bite, then it doesn't go viral. I mean, people have a hard time just watching 5 minutes of something, let alone, you know, they'll go into a movie theater and they'll absorb themselves in a movie and they'll allow the progressive, you know, manipulation and those types of forces, because the medium of a movie is so powerful that you can be driven to walk out with very powerful suggestions and or paradigms. And I'm telling you that this presentation will counter most of the progressive crap that you've learned, and you need to watch it. Have a party, have lots of friends, and I think everybody will come away with a very similar conclusion. How come we didn't learn this before? How come this has never put into this context for us before? I am still looking for some support so that I get some time. And I'll tell you what, this time of year, I should have done this in the wintertime, but this time of year, it's really hard to get, you know, things done, all the things that's got to be done around the house, all the things I've got to do in my life, as well as, you know, keeping this content relevant for you. So it is tough finding time to take care of these little things. And so things like the crowdfunding, I've not gotten set up yet. So I can use some help. I need somebody to make phone calls and so forth. But anywho, that comes to my plea so that I can get to some of these other really important things like the crowdfunding. If you have time, if you have a computer and you're computer literate, or you have other types of resources, or a phone, you know, that's a resource. You can help. If you want to help, just hit me up with a email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.com, and that are .org, reclaimingtherepublic.org. This is not a commercial entity. So anyway, with that, if you would want to hit me up with, hey, I'm open, then by all means, let me know. Now, one of the things I've done in talking to the local radio manager that airs my show, because standard radios that broadcast typically give a host, or they provide 53 minutes and 50 seconds. And so with Red State Talk Radio, we get 55 minutes because that's how they worked it out with their broadcasters and so forth. And so today is the day. I said I was going to be changing my format a little bit. So today's the day that I've kind of tweaked and tailored the format. Now, for the radio shows to pick up my show, like the local one that I've got, they get there's typically a 4-minute break. And so the host usually gets those slots for, especially on a national show like this, they get the first two slots, and the local radio station gets the second two slots. That's how they make money on airing your content, because people want to hear your content, and so it's a symbiotic relationship. So that way those local radio shows, really, I don't get a penny from them, you know, airing my show. What I get is, as I become broader and more listened to, then more people would want to advertise on this, because they're going to go, wow, this is a huge, you know, this is very relevant. This is a huge content, and it is getting, you know, the broad reach of things. And thanks to you, we are growing. But anyway, so what I've done is I've changed the format so that I'm only going to have 3 commercials instead of 4. So the first two are typically mine. So actually, the first one is mine. And then the second two will be for the radio stations to air their commercials. And so for those who want to air commercials with me on Red State Talk Radio, I still have the 3 slots, but those second 2 slots are going to be used at the local broadcaster so that they can, that's how they get their money. So anyway, I've gone ahead and changed that. But the interesting thing is that 53:50, because they always have to go a minute and 10 seconds before the hour. They have to do a station break and, you know, a little bit of news. And then at the top of the hour, they've got a little bit of news and so forth. And they usually pick up at 5 minutes after, or 5:06, or what have you. So it all kind of changes. But what, and 5:05, or 5 minutes after the hour, I should say, 5 minutes after the hour is pretty standard, and it doesn't hurt radio stations to accommodate, you know, content from 5 after to 53:50, but that extra minute and 10 seconds just kills them. And so one of the things that we've done is we are actually going to have a little short go to break at the 53:50 point, so that we can allow them to smoothly roll off. Then I'm going to come back for the Red State Talk Radio, and kind of talk about what I want to talk about tomorrow. Sean Hannity kind of does that on his Patriot Radio when he's broadcasting. He usually talks about, you know, what's on the bill for tomorrow and so forth. And so I'm going to try to take that approach. That way it'll be easier and less complaints from other radio stations as they say, you know, I'd like to pick you up, but, and that way I'm just going to kind of take that argument away from them. So I'm hoping that you're one working with me on this and you understand there may be a little bit of growing pain with this, maybe on your part, because you'll think the show is over, but it actually won't be. And actually, I'm still using the same closeout. I'm just using a go to break one more time, the typical type of music. And so anyway, without any further ado, I did scan through the news. And I know that there's the IG report that's coming and lots of speculation and people that have kind of already had views of it and so forth. I will tell you that, again, it is like the big distraction, this huge accident of all these trains coming into the station. Nobody's got brakes and you just can't look away. Let's focus on what is really important, and what is really important is happening in your state elections for your state legislators. They need to be the ones that are committing to supporting the Constitution. So as I looked through the news today, I looked out. I could not see any sign that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. Because that's what's important, folks. That is what's important so that we can actually start taking back our lives. And so with that, we'll have to do it ourselves. And with that music, that means that I'm at a hard break. So I will be right back after a word from our sponsor and promos, and that'll be a lot shorter than usual, folks. If you're used to a 4-minute break, it'll only be 3. We'll be right back. Thank you much. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? As you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after moving into this area. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a great patriot and a dentist who cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me, it's great to have a great dentist. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, process. This is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And so that dialogue, as I was mentioning last week, that I still have this standing question. And it goes to anybody who wants to answer. What or where in the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to create and manage land for reservations for race, culture, agriculture, little things, creatures, animals, what have you? It doesn't matter. These are all unconstitutional as far as I'm concerned because I can't find them. So if you can tell me what or where in the Constitution the states had delegated the federal government to create reservations, then I would love for you to tell me. So, anywho, I will move forward with you ruminating and or cogitating on that particular question. I don't want to not mention that there is a Red Pill Expo in the Spokane area on the 21st to the 23rd of June. If you go to redpillexpo.org, you'll be able to get all the details and you'll actually be able to find out who's speaking. And I don't know if they have the agenda completely broken out yet, but I will tell you that there's a lot of people that are coming. So I don't know if they're still offering the first 350. I think they're past that, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't come because I think you'll probably be able to get more of those DVDs that are discount or what have you from last year, as well as being able to witness and actually rub elbows and meet and greet all sorts of people with very like-minded passions and ideas and so forth. So it would be a great place to go. Now, on Oklahoma News, I was hoping to by now have a contact, a commitment from a state legislator. I've been in contact with one particular one for a little while, and he has the pledge. It is in the Oklahoma ease, or in other words, I've basically made it all relevant for Oklahoma. So I'm hoping to find that he's committed, and hopefully by tomorrow or what have you, I can give you his website, his name, and all the information you need so that you can send him some love and support so that we have another state legislator in a different state bringing up the dialogue of what it's going to take to save the Constitution and basically poke his fellow legislators in the eye and say, why are you not doing this? And getting them to sign the pledges, getting them on board, and I've kind of gone through all the six actionable items. I may go through that again, but that may be defeatist at this point. What I want to do is kind of focus on some other stuff that I've kind of derided on in the past, but I know I've never gone into these details, so I'm going to go into some new details for you. But before I do, I'd always like to repeat the irrefutable argument that if we are not using the Constitution for our battles, to fight our battles, then we risk almost certainty in losing these battles. The framers really blessed us with an airtight, solid contract. The only defense we have that can save us from all of this unconstitutional government, is the Constitution. The only weapon that will destroy our enemies who are violating our Constitution is the Constitution. Does that make sense now? I think it does. The Constitution should be our weapon as well as our shield as we go after these progressives and all these people who have been violating our Constitution. Now, tomorrow's the big day. We'll be 2 weeks out from the South Dakota primary. And so tomorrow I hope to be able to tell you at least one. And so don't hold your breath, folks. I've hit a barrier and a wall that I just don't have the time to try to beg and plead. I'm just not there. And so with that, let me actually get into what I believe is the relevant content, because I've talked about this and in so many different ways. And as a matter of fact, the segue onto this, I in talking to a county chair in Wyoming, apparently this county chair put a post on her Facebook page, so it's a female, and it was a religious perspective type of post, and she was expressing her religious, you know, views, and people saw that, and they basically started land-basting her and trying to out her for, you know, being a hater, not loving everybody, or whatever. In other words, they thought that they would try the old anti-Christian intolerance towards Christianity to force her to comply. Now, something very similar happened to John Burberry in Casper. I forget the name of the radio station he was on, but he actually was trying to confront a superintendent, and I kind of covered all of that, about the homosexual artwork that was starting to be displayed and how some of the other artwork apparently was being taken down, religious artworks and those types of things. And that's because, here's the funny part. The school believes there's this huge separation of church and state, that you can't put Bible verses, you can't refer anything to regarding Bible, religion, or anything. But apparently, you can put any type of, you know, there's no separation between perversion and, you know, sexualizing children, and that's okay. But heavens forbid, we violate the law of the land because this secular progressive superintendent feels that the law of the land constrains us from being able to religiously express ourselves. And so here's an idiot that has been told and believes and been inculcated and indoctrinated in progressivism that they're not going to allow any religious writings or any religious things because the Supreme Court has ruled against it. But the Supreme Court has ruled unconstitutionally against this. I want to be clear. They have no jurisdiction over marriage. Show me in the Constitution that they have any jurisdiction over marriage or any religion. As a matter of fact, they are forbidden to get involved in religion in any way, shape, or form. All the states had their own religions and they did not step in and say, hey, separation of church and state. No, as a matter of fact, that was a perversion of a letter, a private letter and correspondence from Jefferson and the Danbury Baptist, as well as you probably know. So anyway, let me get this kind of going on this concept that I've been on record for a long time. When I was in the Marine Corps in the 80s, and I mentioned this, I think, last week, that I've been on the record stating that we have been in a cultural war. I believed that the homosexual war, at least for the longest time, I really believed that the homosexual war began in the 80s. At least that's what I thought. And in context, that war, that homosexual war, wasn't necessarily homosexual, heterosexual. It was really a war against the family. And so what they were doing was they were trying to attack traditional family roles, traditional family standards, and so forth. But I want you to understand that this is actually, and this has been a long-running cultural war, and it's a countercultural war that popped up in the 50s, and it was full head-on, you know, guerrilla warfare tactics in the 60s. And the real driver behind this was the homosexual agenda, and it was the force in this war that actually kept going. Now, so most people thought it was about racism, you know, because the civil rights and all of that. That was the reason the homosexuals were behind that was because they believed that that would be a fulcrum for them because they want to make sexuality as something as a civil right. if you read the Civil Rights Act, it does not identify sexual orientation or sexual perversion or sex at all. What it does is it protects very specific things such as age, gender, race, and so forth. So anyway, let's place this into context by let me ask you a question, because this is, we need to really explore homosexuality. So I want to really place this into context for you. And so I can see we're coming up on a break. So the question is this: when you see people in a large crowd, let's grab a picture of your high school graduation or look at a crowd on television. When you see people in a crowd, ask yourself this question: which person in the crowd is a byproduct of homosexuality? Maybe it's not a crowd. Maybe it's just a person walking down the hallway, down the street, or what have you. Is that a person that's a byproduct of homosexuality? Can you spot the byproduct of homosexuality in a crowd? And I will let you ruminate on that, and we will be right back as I explore and put this into an academic context for you. And thank you very much. We'll be right back after this. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so have you had a chance to think about that? Can you tell the difference between a
byproduct or a child or a person who was born by two males or a person that was born by two females. In other words, a byproduct of homosexuality. It's either one or the other. Because out of the crowd, I mean, typically you're looking at heterosexual byproducts, right? Children, adults, what have you. Majority of them had a mother, a biological mother, and a biological father. And so I guess the root of the question that I'm trying to ask is, can you identify which child or which person, which adult in your life, you know, or in a picture, can you identify which one had two moms, two biological moms or two biological dads, so that, you know, the fruit of their love can be expressed in this child as they, tend to and care and raise this child of theirs? To be clear, there is really no person alive today that I'm aware of that has been conceived through the mating of two males or the mating of two females. As we know, there might be some scientific, involvement, but it's definitely not a natural, what we would consider in the regular world, a natural form of mating in establishing a family. So I guess the answer to this question is kind of simple, that really there isn't a person that is alive that is truly a byproduct of homosexuality. It's not like they're taking two parts of a man and are you two different men and merging together, seed or the eggs from a woman or what have you, and trying to clone or genetically tie together. And so I hope you're starting to get this, that there is no academic evidence that a person is truly a byproduct of, which means, as you, I, and everybody else that may have heterosexual children, which are all children, is, who should be dictating the education to that child? Who should be dictating, the family and the standards of that child? Should we allow ourselves to surrender those things that have made society what it is so that some people can feel good about themselves? Is that the noble thing of society? And if one understands natural law basically dictates that you should completely avoid or steer away from things that can be destructive. Any type of thing that can be destructive in life and in the family or what have you, you need to avoid, because it goes against the sustainability of the family and society. Now, you may be wondering where I'm going with this, but it is important to place into context the academic facts. So we all should concede that heterosexuality is the paradigm that is responsible for the sustainment of our society per natural law. We might also concede that when a father and mother who happens to be Catholic will share their religious concepts with their byproducts, or what we would call their children, and therefore the same thing with not just their religious byproducts, but their family traditions and those things that they pass on. Now, if you start really looking, and just a quick little tangent, if you look at how communism is taking away the roles of the family and how they dictate who raises what, those traditions and those types of things are completely lost in the secular communist world. So those kids, if you happen to be listening to this show that are, Bernie supporters and communists, think about all those traditions, whether they be good or whether they be gory and terrible and so oppressive. Think about those types of traditions that actually government has no place for. There's no need for traditions. The only traditions are that you march on May Day, and you support the laborer and you support the agenda of government, and you support, the religion of government, because that's what communism wants. we as a society created a society based on natural law, based on Christian principles and so forth here in the Americas. And so it's a little bit different. We can concede that the sharing of principles and beliefs to one's byproduct, to one's child, happens with all types of religious faiths, especially within Christianity, but even within Buddhism, Confucianism, and so forth. Even within Islam, there's those sharings. And so, you know, some of those things might be, you know, in Islam, it might be a lot more radical because, you know, some parents actually think it's okay to prepare their child to strap bombs onto them and go kill Jews or whoever the infidels are. Anyway, now in context to enlightenment within a society, families must teach their children discipline, restraint, and focus so that they can establish themselves to prepare to have a life. That life can include a career. That life can and should include a family and all those types of things. So there are all sorts of things that a person needs so that they can have a good footing in today's society. So a lot of those things, you need some computer skills. You know, obviously, you need a little social skills. You need education. You need to have driving skills. You need to have those family relationships and good understanding of that, because let's say you're a boy, you're hopefully your father's a good role model so that you can model your parenting off of him. And if you're a female, then you can look at your mother for that. But if you're a boy, you would look at, hopefully your mother would be a great role model for you to what you would want to find in a good woman. And so forth and so on. I mean, these are kind of the standards, but what's really important is that the family must be teaching their children discipline, restraint, and focus so that they can, again, establish themselves within society so that they can start doing things as productive members of society as adults. Now, sometimes you can have children become pretty productive because you have prodigies and geniuses and so forth that can do things and earn money because they have, again, like this blessing, they're a prodigy. You know, Mozart was a prodigy, and he was able to make income. And there's kids that are actors or what have you. And some of that stuff can be kind of destructive if the parents, again, are not ensuring that there's discipline, restraint, and focus in this child's life. It is this repetition that sustains society and is the basis for enlightening society, because when we start losing these types of things, and when more and more parents just don't care, you know, they care more about, you know, their kid being able to run around on the streets and, you know, being hoodlums or what have you. And I think of in the past how we look at, because there have been cases where a child has done something bad, whether it's, you know, hit somebody with a car, and you can see the parent. And I think that there was this case, I forget, this white kid in Texas where, you know, he did some really bad things and the parents weren't, you know, They weren't shameful at all. I mean, they took no responsibility for their child being the way it is. And that is a systemic problem in our society. As a matter of fact, if you start looking at some of these cases where these kids were out doing something or engaged in some kind of behavior that was repugnant to society, you know, Michael Brown or the young man in Florida, I'm bad with names. Anyway, Zimmerman, unfortunately, shot this kid. It's not like, you know, that kid was coming from church, walking with a lot of friends, singing hymns and things like that. There was some dubious nature, and apparently this kid ran Zimmerman down and started beating him up. Now, it's not like the parents. When are we going to start seeing parents being remorseful for, you know, the behavior of their children? When are they going to take responsibility to say, I failed in teaching my child these types of restraints and discipline and focus? I just enabled them and allowed them because I felt they were entitled. They were entitled to be able to just take, to be able to get things from other people without paying for it. And that is an indictment against our society, friends. Anyway, we're at a break, and I hope I can put these things into context for you, because I hope we're looking at this from a different perspective, because the news surely isn't focusing on it this way. But again, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And so I am back, and as I bring up the caller list, I noticed that somebody's called, and so you're on air, whomever. You wanted to talk about the Cultural Revolution? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm hitting answer, and I'm not getting anything. Hello? Oh, there you are. You're on now. Go ahead.
All right. Very good. Caught your show. Not a usual listener. I was browsing around today and thought I'd check out FTR and see what was going on.
Okay.
And, you know, stick around. You were making some interesting topic points, subject matter.
And so let me just interrupt you real quick. So you're driving around. Did you happen to notice any homosexual byproducts out there?
You know, I don't judge a book by its cover, right?
Right, so I understand.
I don't understand, you know, how we're able to do that. I mean, people would have to be even the most flamboyant people sometimes you would think, you know, in past, not even up to date today, but as we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, you had some flamboyant people to find out that, you know, as far as all things considered, they were heterosexual as anybody else, you know?
Yeah, okay.
They just happened to be flamboyant, you know? Like, I used to have a manager in a restaurant, and every time he would stop and talk, he would always do the wrist thing. He'd, like, have his arm in the air, and his wrist would be down, but this guy was... He was a ladies' man. He wasn't, you know.
So uh-huh.
This judging thing to look and see what byproducts there are, I think more people can see it from the television set
right.
than they do in their real lives. Because, again, being Christian ourselves, I'm a Christian. I come from Christian base, you know. So we're not technically going around, for the most part, judging people. We're the best. Of the religions, we're the ones that actually is like love everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. We tolerate, but the whole point of my dialogue in this perspective is that there is no such thing as, you know, two men having a child. They don't mate. They can't mate. They require in life, unless you're going to a test tube and a scientist to actually start taking your DNAs and cloning a person, it's just impossible. In other words, every person that is walking, breathing, and alive today are byproducts of heterosexuality. And so
no argument for me.
And so the point I was going down is we as a society seem to want to surrender to an orientation or a group of people who have an orientation that want to feel like they're normal. However, they can't change how they are, or they refuse to change how they are so that they can have a normal life. So we have to adapt to them, and we have to surrender our paradigms so that they feel better.
Well, we don't have to do anything. There's an agenda to try and make us have to.
Sure,
but
sure,
the thing
sure.
is, we don't have to. See, if we consent, then it's our fault. And it's the same thing with our government. You have to consent to allow them to do what they do.
Well, you're absolutely right. But when I say we have to, when you look at the Supreme Court rulings for homosexual adoption, homosexual marriage, and so forth, they are ramming this down. They're going after and bankrupting cake makers and so forth. And so they're uh-huh. using the government as the, as I will say, the thugs in enforcing these things in our life. And actually, so I'll be very clear on this. This right here is a violation of the First Amendment Establishment Clause, because the government has no role in establishing a religion. But when they start taking a position in enforcing sexuality as a normality and making these types of rulings, they're injecting in our society an anti-Christian religion, a secular religion.
Right, which brings me why I called in.
Okay, great.
Is to actually kind of make a correctness here, if I can. We're not in a cultural war. That's the mistake a lot of folks, you know, broadcasters,
okay.
you know, including,
okay.
Are making. It's not a cultural war. It's a morality war.
Okay.
It's about morality. It's about the tearing down morality to produce an immoral society so they have an agenda, so they can bring their agenda into fruition. And this has been going back. You started putting a date on it, you know, 80s or whatever. This goes back way before that, okay?
Right.
Way before that.
Right.
And if you go to 1971, if you can look this up, check out your favorite search engine, and I would suggest Bing over anything else. And look up 1971 homosexual or gay rights agenda, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to have they're going to list out their agenda, and it's how they're going to bring in all this stuff to pretty much the dominance of homosexuality, and it includes pedo criminals to have this mandala, this man love stuff coming in.
Sure.
It's a whole thing across the board. They got to tear down the walls, tear down your morality. Tear down your, and especially at Christians,
right.
and tear it all down so they right. can bring in this homosexuality, which is immoral, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's not, you know, it's man and woman, you know, that makes sense, whatever. Yes, there are the other things, and it happens naturally, so be it. But
right.
keep it to yourself. We let it We let them keep it to themselves, okay?
Yeah, right.
All right, so anyway, but they're trying to bring in this, they're trying to transfer it into, well, since this is going on, and they're then trying to bring it on to children. And that's why you got today all the stuff, this war on children, to where they're trying to reduce the age of consent to have sex with children. They're trying to lower that.
Sure, sure.
They're doing all this kind of stuff.
So let me ask you.
There's a story out there, like, there's even a story. Here, listen. There's even a story out there right now that they're, like, trying to teach parents to say, to approach their kids and to change their diapers, to say, yeah, can I please change your diaper?
Yeah, I get it.
And you have to get consent from the child. So now what they're trying to do is to make a thing where you have to get consent from your children just to do things. And a lot, and that by doing that, they're setting a precedence that children have the right to consent. So then these pedo criminals come in and they go, right. Well, we want to have sex with you. Do you consent? Yes, I consent. And this is some 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old. They don't know any better. They don't know what the heck's going on.
Right.
And then they're teaching this stuff in school, and that's where it's all going. So what you're talking about, and I just brought a big tidal wave on you, but that's what it's all about.
No. So actually, let me, have you ever read W. Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist?
I have not.
Okay.
I know Joel Skousen. I know that was his uncle.
Right. So if you read The Naked Communist back in 1957, he identified the 45 steps that they were going to implement, and all of this had to do with homosexual marriage and all the perversion and so forth. And if you actually go back to the 1800s, and if you would have listened to this show before, and the podcasts are available, and by the way, I only got 2 minutes, so I'm going to have to probably cut you off. But the whole point is that this has all been a part of the communist infiltration, because the Fabians were actually huge supporters for pedophilia and every form of perverse sexuality, bestiality, and so forth. And forgive me, folks, if you're eating dinner, I'm not trying to upset you. But the whole point is,
but it's all true.
This is all about not just immoralizing us, but it is to destroy the family, and it is to convert us into a statist government. And I use the term Platonism as an alternate word for communism, because the true father of statist government was Plato in his book, The Republic. And so, anyway, you got 30 seconds. Anything else to contribute?
Well, and it's the globalists that have used the communists to
absolutely
get their agenda through. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's what it is. You should invite Joel Skousen on to talk about this. He, in fact, was on InfoWars last week talking about these 45 steps you just brought up.
And sure.
It's very interesting.
Yes.
And we ought to read those books.
Yes.
I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it. Well, folks, I only have a little bit of time, but I wanted to get into this mechanics of parenting that, you know, we're supposed to ensure that our children are going through a maturing process, and we have to guard them with jealousy to ensure that they're not exposed to matter or ideas that they are not mature enough to be exposed to. And it seems to me that when one looks at the importance of protecting a child, to me it seems like sending a child to school today is pure abuse to the child. I can't call it any other word. Not only is this child abuse, but the empirical data has proven that this is also destructive to society. Do you think the parent of the child that are in MS-13 gangs are proud of their children? Do you think a child that engages in sexual behavior long before they're ready to become a parent are proud? Sadly, here's the rub. I actually have heard parents brag about their children engaging in, I've actually heard this lady on the sitting behind me on an airplane bragging about her little boy, you know, being such a good little girl, dancing and acting out the, you know, as a transgender. And here she is bragging about this. And I just can't fathom this, but I can't imagine any parent being proud of their kids being an MS-13. Well, so I'm out of time for the show, and we'll be right back after this to let you know what we're doing tomorrow. And so what we're doing tomorrow is I'm going to be carrying this, and as you can tell, the show's really not over. The whole point is I've just changed the format so that the radio stations that are actually pulling this show in now, they've gone off to their commercial break. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking more about this ideological war. If you want to call it a moral war, then I get that, because it is based in morality. Some people look at it as a cultural war. I really don't care about the labels. Bottom line, we have been in a war, and there have been people that have been attacking us, evil people that have been attacking us and trying to set us up and basically send us over the edge. It wasn't Madison, it was Washington that identified that America and our liberties, nations and people were very jealous, and they wanted to destroy us, and they're working at it. I am G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic, and I will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.